As European colonial governments claimed ownership over the immense natural wealth of this region of Central Africa, they sought to remove all barriers to their authority. They considered Mangaka figures obstructions and removed them, often by force. Before relinquishing the figures to outsiders, however, it appears that Congo priests emptied their interior contents in order to deactivate their power. This particular Mangaka was likely seized before that happened, and instead passed into European hands with all of its empowering elements intact. Sealed with a cowrie shell, the protuberance on this figure's belly has been described as a power packet, or container of sacred material. The eyes conceal other cavities containing more material, and the figure wears a skirt. Added by a priest after an artist carved the body, these additions once spiritually empowered the figure. Marco Leona heads the scientific research department at the museum. With a team of conservators, he examined this sculpture using a portable CT scanner.
The images are assembled into a 3D radiographic model of the statue, just like a CT scan for a person. We could even look inside these power packets. We have not been able to identify exactly what the materials are, but some of them look like leaves or other vegetable matters, material from sacred or medicinal plants. We were able to identify the eyes material as a tile or a piece of porcelain, which may have come from trade with European traders.
The scientific analysis also revealed important construction details.
The artist thought about how this complex sculpture would work. We don't see it, but around this power packet, the bulge on the belly, he left a lip in the wood where this power packet could be anchored. Likewise, the beard is really built around an armature. There are long steel nails driven into the chin to 2 or 3 inches depth, so it's a very robust structure. This is the reason why we see the statue still in its integrity. It was really built very well.